अच्छा चलता हूँ, दुआओं में याद रखना, मेरे जिक्र का जुबां पे स्वाद रखना.
That is beautiful.
So beautiful.
This is the lovely voice of Indian singer Arijit Singh. And Spotify said he was their most requested artist in the first week that they launched in India last month. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Pamela Boykoff. This expansion into India, it's key for Spotify, right? It's this alluring big market, 1.3 billion people. And they're spending more and more time on their smartphones. So many tech companies, Stacey, they want to get in there.
Well, yeah, because this Swedish company, Spotify, it's become the world's most popular music streaming service. I mean, I have it. I think you have it.
I have it.
But if it wants to keep growing, it needs to expand to new places. At their first investor day a year ago, the CEO, Daniel Ek, made this big announcement.
We're working on launching in some of the biggest markets in the world, places like India, Russia, and most of Africa.
The trouble, Stacey, is that launching in India, it's not that easy. The market is really complicated to enter from the outside. Spotify had a long, hard fight ahead. On today's Indicator, Spotify in India. We take the experience of this one company and use it as a way to figure out why it's so difficult to break into India.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Gainbridge. Gainbridge offers annuities designed for the digital age. Simplified products with guaranteed returns that you can buy direct. Learn more at gainbridge.life/NPR. Gainbridge is not available in all states. Support also comes from Hello Monday, a new podcast from LinkedIn's editorial team about the changing nature of work and how to get the most from Monday and your career. Find Hello Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Stacey, I wanted to learn more about why Spotify would be so interested in launching in India and why it was such a struggle. I called up this man, Nikhil Pawa. He's an Indian digital rights activist and the founder of a tech website called Medianama. He said the amount of data used on India's largest cell phone provider is 8 to 10 times what it was just a year ago.
Data is really, really cheap in India. Speeds are better and they're improving. We're largely a 4G market now.
But there has been this problem. Just like everywhere else, Indians do not want to pay for online content. A bunch of music download sites have failed in the past, and there is still just a huge amount of piracy.
In the last couple of years, subscription streaming services are starting to grow, enough to catch the attention of a big company like Spotify. But not just Spotify. Lots of companies want to make money off India's growing population of internet users. That's a big challenge. Competition is intense. Local music streaming apps are leading the market, like Gaana, JioSaavn.
And then there are also these familiar international names in there, Google Play, Apple Music, and Amazon. We counted, and before Spotify, there were already at least 10 music streaming services in India. Plus, Pawa says, Spotify has to deal with another competitor, one you might not always think of.
Of course, the largest music service in India is actually YouTube. Most people prefer to stream videos and listen to the music in India because it's completely free.
And you know what? It turns out that's not just India. A music industry report in 2017 estimated 1.3 billion people around the world are using YouTube to listen to music. But I'm getting off topic here.
In an interesting way, though. But yes, back to India. So Spotify entered the market on the later side. And in order to try to go up against this pretty heavy competition, they needed to come in prepared. Indian customers were expecting this big, international, famous app with this great reputation to really deliver, to have the best selections of songs and the best playlists.
In India, that means both big Bollywood hits and Western pop music. The industry is pretty fragmented. First, you've got these big international labels, like Sony and Warner Music Group. Then there are all these Indian labels, huge ones that specialize in Bollywood, and lots of little ones that specialize in a specific region or language. This is a country with 22 official languages.
That is a lot of official languages.
So many. Spotify needed to make new deals with Indian labels and expand their deals with international ones to include India. That's where the real trouble started.
The company spent months and months negotiating with all of these different labels. Meanwhile, the CEO kept getting asked, "When are you launching in India?" on his earnings calls. And then finally, boom. big progress. Spotify announces that it has made a deal with this huge local label called T-Series to stream its music. And just to give you an idea of the size of T-Series, its YouTube channel has the most subscribers of any YouTube channel in the world.
Now, reports start coming out that Spotify in India is going to launch with this T-Series deal on January 31st. But that day comes and goes, and music fans in India are like, what gives?
Turns out Spotify and Warner Music Group just can't agree on a deal. The two sides end up in this messy court battle that, in fact, is still going on.
When Spotify finally launches at the end of February, it does so without songs from artists that belong to Warner Music's publishing division. Indian customers on Twitter start complaining. Their favorite songs by Ed Sheeran, Cardi B, Led Zeppelin, they aren't available.
So you can see how difficult it was to launch in this market. Customers that are hesitant to pay, stiff competition, and legal problems. Plus, Spotify has to adapt its product to suit India. They basically have to go local.
So Spotify makes a bunch of substantial changes to try to make the Indian market work for them. Stuff they aren't doing anywhere else. They change price, payment methods, and the languages. India is the only place where the free, ad-supported version of the smartphone app lets you play every song on demand. In other countries, that's something you have to pay for.
Like this country.
Like this country.
I feel slightly cheated. Also, to get Indian users, Spotify set a price for its premium service that is really cheap, under $2 a month type cheap. That is less than it costs in Peru or Vietnam, and a lot less than it costs here, where it's $9.99 a month. Still, at $2 a month, Spotify's price is in line with what market rivals are charging in India, like Google Play and Apple Music. So Spotify has done a couple of things to accommodate that. First, there is the cheaper price. And also, users do not have to pay for a whole month. They can sign up to prepay for premium just one day at a time.
I want that deal here.
I want that deal here, too. And in fact, the prepaid plans don't even require a credit card. You can use India's popular mobile payment system, Paytm, which is like PayPal, except in India.
And you know what? It's not just money stuff. Spotify makes a bunch of other changes. The app adds playlists and recommendations for music in Indian languages, like Hindi, Punjabi, and Tamil. Maybe not all the official 22 languages of the country, but it's a start, along with a lot of ways to listen to Bollywood.
One thing Spotify hasn't changed is the language of the app itself. It's only available in English in India. The interface is not available in the other Indian languages. Pawa says that has got to change if they want to grow their customers long-term in India.
Most of the people who are coming online in India have, they don't know English. I think it'll take time before these users get introduced to services like Spotify. But you can't address that market without being available in their language.
Spotify came out of the gate well. The company says it signed up 1 million users in less than a week. But really, that is just the starting line.
So what it really comes down to, the tough part of a strategy like this, with low prices and more emphasis on the free product, is it's really reliant on volume. Spotify will need a massive number of customers to make their business in India a success.
They'll also need the right mix of Indian music and Western music. So remember from the beginning, Arijit Singh was the number one artist downloaded on Spotify? Number two that first week was Ariana Grande.
So India's not that different from other markets.
Thank you, next.
And thanks to Salman Waris at Tech Legis, who broke down some of the legal issues in India for me.
This week's Indicator was produced by Constanza Gallardo. Our intern and fact checker is Willa Rubin. Our editor is Patty Hirsch. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Do you see Jesus in the burnt toast?
Do you realize that literally there's a bucket of condoms by the exit?
Why is this happening? Why is this happening to me?
We cannot just say stop, I want to get off.
Invisibilia, season 5.
No easy answers, just the right questions.